Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, people of the planet Earth, this is Todd Starnes. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. We're in for a bit of turbulence today as we wander through and explore what's happening over in Ukraine and a couple of big stories that are percolating over here on this side of the big pond. But what a mess in Ukraine. And it's only getting worse. And a lot of it, most of it, has to do with the Biden administration. So I'm going to just throw this idea out there as we start the program today. By the way, ToddStearns.com is our website. Lots of great content for you to check out there. I'm trying to figure out who's to blame for all of this. Now, it's very easy to throw the blame at Vlad Putin. He's a bad guy. He's a monster. He's Hitler without the mustache. I get it. It's easy to blame Putin for all of this. By the way, Grace, I just can't help myself. I just laugh at that stupid joke that the guy, he said, can't stop Putin. Anyway, that was yesterday. So it's easy to blame Vlad. It's easy to blame Biden. But you know who I blame for what's happening on the world stage right now? I blame all of you never Trumpers. I blame all of you woke evangelicals. All of you Catholics out there and you Southern Baptists.
We don't like his tweets. He's a mean man. Oh, he hurts people's feelings.
Well, you know what? Suck it up, Buttercup. Because now we're on the verge of nuclear war. Apparently, if we're to believe the reporting, you have a bunch of mutated radioactive zombies wandering around Ukraine right now after they allegedly blew up a nuclear power plant. And I blame the never Trumpers and the woke evangelicals. That's who I blame. You people, you morons. You didn't seem to understand. You didn't grasp what Trump was doing. What Donald Trump was doing on the world stage was absolutely brilliant. He was playing a part. He was playing a role. He was playing the tough guy. But oh, no. No, we can't have that.
We just need someone who's going to sing Kumbaya and hug us to make us feel better. That's what we want.
No, that's not what you want. You want somebody that you're going to be terrified of. You want, do you know why the Russians did not invade Ukraine during the Trump administration, ladies and gentlemen? Because they were scared to death of Trump. They thought he was a lunatic. They thought he was unhinged. They thought that he really would blow them off the face of the earth. They believed it. And that's the whole point as we have this conversation in our beautiful Liberty University studios today, is that President Trump used force. He used the power of the military. He used our might to get what he wanted. And quite frankly, to enforce peace. Peace through strength, ladies and gentlemen. Keep in mind, this was the guy, Donald Trump, who blew up a radical violent terrorist, and it was a beautiful thing when it happened. Now, it enraged the rest of the world, but we were able to prove that we can get the bad guy, even if they're driving down the road to the Piggly Wiggly in a Buick. We can pinpoint with precision where the bad guys are. This was the man, Donald Trump, who went into the Middle East and truly brought peace to the Middle East. Remember the Abraham Accords. This was the man who declared war on China. This was the man who talked tough to the Russians. But it was the mean tweets. And there are Southern Baptist ministers and Southern Baptist leaders and Catholic leaders. And I'm picking on YouTube because those are the two largest religious groups in America. I'm picking on you guys because you've had people preaching from your pulpits in your priestly robes saying that Donald Trump is a bad man. And these people, these religious leaders and these never Trumpers like Willard, Mitt Romney, and Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, and the list goes on and on and on. You've got all of these, Liz Cheney. No, actually, Liz Cheney is not in this group because she wants to blow everybody to smithereens. She's a war hawk like her daddy, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick. So you've got all these people out there, and they're saying, you know what? We would rather have nuclear holocaust than have Donald Trump mean tweeting. That's what they're saying. But I'm just curious, do you think if Donald Trump was president of these great United States right now, that Putin would be traipsing across Ukraine, blowing up power plants, allegedly? Do you think that would be happening right now? I don't think so. Meanwhile, you've got, and by the way, we're going to get to a great analysis from the folks over at The Federalist, because they were able to sit back and analyze all of this. Now, like, holy cow, do you realize what Donald Trump was doing? There was a strategy to all of this. He wanted people to think that he was some sort of an unhinged loon who would be more than willing to take out a country if it meant he was going to get higher ratings. That's what they wanted. It was a brilliant strategy, and it worked. But now, do you realize the Biden administration just came out and they announced today that the reason why we are not going to turn off the spigot and stop buying gas and oil from Russia is because Americans don't want to pay more money at the gas pump. They don't want to do it. So they're saying, well, you know what? We're going to let them do horrible things to the women and the children over in Ukraine because we don't want to pay a higher price at the gas pump. Now, that has nothing to do with it, but that's their argument. Well, we're looking out for the American consumer, and the American consumer would be okay with, I don't know, blowing up a couple of three-year-olds, provided they're able to pay under $4 a gallon for gas at the pump. That's the argument of the Biden administration. So at this very moment, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, the good tax-paying citizens of the United States of America, are actually funding the Russian war in Ukraine. And I say energy independence now. Shut it off, ladies. Just shut it off. No, not the radio. Keep the radio on. We're talking about the gas from the Russian gas. But, Todd, we stopped selling Russian vodka. Forget the vodka. It's the gas and the oil. And so now, so instead of doing things that would actually stop the Russians, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to stop them at this point, but we still have all of these, and we don't have all the sanctions in place. They're parsing them out. Oh, Vladimir, shame on you. Vladimir, we know you've taken out three apartment buildings in Kyiv. Is that what we're calling it? Now, by the way, when did we change the name? Grace Baker, it used to be Kiev, and now it's Kyiv. I don't know. The cool kids, you know, at CNN, I guess, made the decision, we got to call it Kyiv now.
Got to keep up with the lingo, Todd.
And then they changed the spelling.
Yep. You know, it's like how millennials like to spell names differently. This is just a version of that, right?
It's like you folks who live in, what is it? Is it Lima or Lima?
Oh, gosh.
You know, in Ohio. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, to that point, ladies and gentlemen, this is all a big game, and people are playing politics here. The Ukrainian people are suffering, no doubt about that, and I feel bad for I truly, deeply feel bad about it, but nobody really cares. All the bloviating and the bluster, nobody cares. Nobody really cares. The NASCAR guy, Richard Childress, he cares. He's sending over a million rounds of ammo. So the Ukrainians, those little grandmas that are making the Molotov cocktails while they're, you know, I don't know, making pancakes, they're able to defend their neighborhoods and their streets. But nobody cares. NATO earlier today announced they don't care. They had wanted a no-fly zone implemented over Ukraine, enforced by NATO. And NATO said, we're not going to do that. We're not gonna, you know why? Because they're scared. They're scared to death of the Russians. So let me explain how this is going to happen. The Ukrainians are going to fight, and they're not going to stop fighting. There will be great bloodshed, and there will be great carnage. And there will be horrible, horrible stories of death and misery. And at the end of the day, the Russians will take over Ukraine. And that's what's going to happen. It doesn't matter what we do at this point. The Russians know that no one is going to stop them. No one is going to physically stop them. So the Russians are going to go into Ukraine. Then they're going to take over Belarus. Then they're going to take over Moldova. And then they're going to come after Hungary and Poland. And even when they come after, and you mark my words here, you mark my words, we will not intervene. Russia will go after NATO states, and we will not intervene because the Biden administration is terrified that Vladimir Putin will launch the nukes. So Russia will conquer a good chunk of Europe, and we'll do nothing. That's how all this ends. It's just a big game. It's like one of the it's like those made-for-TV miniseries movies back in the 70s and 80s. Just tell me, you know, you don't need a week's worth. It's like a two-hour movie that's been stretched out into a full week. I'm just telling you, this is how it all ends. And it's all a bunch of bluster. But Joe Biden, and the reason why he's fired up about all of this, and Nancy Pelosi, is because of the Biden crime syndicate. They are part of the corruption that has infested Ukraine. Now, before we go to break, I want to play some audio here. Last night on Fox News Channel, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina on Hannity openly called for the assassination of Vlad Putin. I want you to hear it for yourself. Cut number five.
How does this end? Somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate. Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? The only way this ends, my friend, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
As we go to break, a question for you. Is that the answer here? Should the United States support the assassination of Vladimir Putin? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identityguard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, I am curious to know what gas is going for in your cities. It's through the roof now in California, and we're looking at some places around the country could be paying up to $6 a gallon is what they're saying. So I'd love to hear what's happening in your communities. 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio from Laura Ingraham. So you heard Lindsey Graham on Fox News say we've got to assassinate Vlad Putin. Laura Ingraham came on after Sean Hannity's show. Here's what she had to say.
But I do believe that Putin's days are numbered, and maybe in the double digits.
Senator, is there any intel that you know of that Putin's days are numbered? I know Lindsey Graham earlier tonight tweeted that basically someone needs to, quote, take him out. Or maybe I'm paraphrasing, but he's basically someone should assassinate Putin. I don't know why a sitting U.S. senator would be tweeting that out. It seems really dangerous and stupid to say that. And we like Lindsey Graham, but that's just a stupid comment. But Brennan says his days are numbered.
I'm not aware, Laura, of information that would support that. Vladimir Putin has ruled Russia with an iron fist for 20 years. All of those oligarchs are beholden to Vladimir Putin. And for that matter, they probably hold the same barbaric, ruthless views that he does as well. They all came up together in the KGB in the late Soviet era. So I'm not aware of any such information. I mean, obviously, throughout Russian history, things often seem impossible until they quickly become inevitable. But I think it's a kind of wish casting by Democrats who think that something like this may just suddenly happen and absolve Joe Biden from the stakes over the past year that signaled weakness to Vladimir Putin and embolden his longstanding imperial ambitions in Ukraine.
Now, that Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, and he raises a good point here. I mean, most of this is Biden's fault. Biden has demonstrated that he is a weak, feckless, senile leader. And the Russians know this. Putin sees this. And he's taking full advantage of it. But my question is, do you think that that is the move here? Should we assassinate Vladimir Putin? Is that the way that the United States needs to go to put a stop to all of this? Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Keith is in North Carolina on WSIC. All right, Keith, what say you?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. I was just, heard your question there, and I said, there's no difference that I see between Putin and the United States. They're both ruining the country.
Keith, go back to 1963, November, Dallas, Texas. The early thinking when JFK was shot is that this was some sort of a Russian effort, a Soviet effort to take out and decapitate the American government. I mean, that was the general thinking, which is why they rushed LBJ back to Air Force One, is that they wanted to get him out of there in case there were more assassins. Using what Lindsey Graham is suggesting is that would justify the Soviets, if they had in fact been behind the plot, to take out JFK.
Right.
Keith,
yeah, I mean, I think they'll wind up doing it themselves. You know, but at the same time, you got Putin over there acting out of his mind, and we got Biden over here acting out of his mind. Both countries are going down the tubes.
You see, Keith, I don't think Putin is acting out of his mind. I think that he speaks for a good many people who want to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. I mean, I know they're trying to make us think that Putin is just as crazy as Biden is. I'm just not seeing that.
Right. Well, I think one thing that'll help them is they had the German guy, a prisoner that they showed, you know, they were feeding him and let him call home, and that lets them know that, you know, even though they're in war, they still got a little bit of compassion for each other.
Well, and I, you know, again, we have the Geneva Convention, and, you know, there is a way that we are supposed to treat prisoners of war, and I'm glad to see that both sides are doing that. Otherwise, we're talking about war crimes here. Keith, God bless you, and thanks for the call. But no, I don't believe Putin is crazy. I'm fairly certain he knows exactly what he wants, and he wants to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. And if Biden and his administration can't see through that, we are screwed over in Europe. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. We have a few phone lines open right now. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Thank you.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Seriously, I mean, this is the question at hand. I mean, even the White House press corps, those far leftists, even they get it. And they were grilling Little Red Lion Hood the other day on whether or not the United States is actually financing the war in Ukraine because we continue to buy oil from the Russians. And their argument is, well, the American people will face higher prices at the pump if we do. We're already facing higher prices. But my question is, would you be willing to do that? If, in fact, that's going to be the issue that ends the war. So if we stop buying oil and gas from Russia, are you willing to pay a higher price at the pump? All right, 844-747-8868. As promised, we're going to go right to the phones. A lot of people wanting to weigh in here. Let's go to Joe in Ellijay, Georgia. Joe, what's on your mind?
Todd, great show, my friend. Todd, we got to open the oil lines. I mean, when I was at Georgia Tech, my finance professor, when I was a freshman, said, McCutcheon, we have to get more, you increase the supply, and that decreases the price. Well, we, under Trump, we were independent, but we need to go back to that. We need to have every American call their congressman and senator and say, open the pipelines. And I agree with you about the Never Trump people. I'm a strong supporter of both Donald Trump and David Perdue for governor of Georgia, and we need to, but we got to open that would immediately reduce the price. I mean, it's just insane to buy oil from our enemies, and now they're talking about this Iran thing. That would really be stupid to buy from Iran and Russia, but what we need to do, Todd, and I know you agree with this, we need to immediately open up the gas lines.
Got to uncancel the Keystone Pipeline, Joe. That's number one.
Right.
And we've got to undo all of these restrictions the feds put on fracking. We've got to make America energy independent. I am sick and tired of relying on other countries for what we have to protect a land slug. That's what they're doing. We would rather protect a land slug than actually move forward with the Keystone Pipeline and use the gas and the oil that's on American territory, American soil.
Open the Keystone Pipeline. Todd Starnes, national show. Everybody ought to call their congressmen and senators and demand that the Keystone Pipeline be opened immediately, and our problems will be solved in a short period of time.
All right, Joe, always good hearing from you. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Todd. Same to you.
All right, good guy right there. Let's go to North Carolina. Brian wants to weigh in. All right, Brian, what do you have to say?
Thanks for taking my call. I just had a point that after World War II, the Soviet Union conquered Hungary, Poland, Yugoslavia, Romania. They destroyed the economies of those countries. They had to use their own resources to prop up to keep them from going under. And then they finally collapsed themselves. What makes Putin think that if he does this again, the same thing isn't going to happen again? Is he that stupid?
Could be. I mean, it could be hubris, Brian. I mean, the guy is, he's been in power for 20 years, and he may think he's untouchable or unstoppable. But I don't think it's just him. And this argument that, well, Putin is, this is just Putin's deal, and if we get rid of Putin, everything's going to go back to normal. I don't think that's the case.
But what's going to keep these countries afloat? They destroy the economies when they go in.
True. That's true. And it could be, again, it could be that Putin has something else up his sleeve here. He's not going to just dismiss the United States. I think we're, this thing is far from over. We had the opportunity to stop Putin, Brian. We didn't take that opportunity. Trump had the game plan, and, you know, Biden chose to ignore it. And now we're marching ourselves to a world war. And that could be what Putin is relying on, counting on, to boost those economies in those countries, if, in fact, he's able to reconstitute that old Soviet Union. Brian, got to run. Thanks.
Well, how are we going to survive another 2.5 years of Biden?
Wow. It's a great question. Brian, it is a great question. And I think even the media, even the leftist in the media, are starting to wonder where is the off-ramp here? Because this is getting too dangerous, way too dangerous.
Yes.
Brian, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Keith in Florida. Keith, what's on your mind?
Oh, there's a lot on my mind. You know, I supported President Bush, and I voted for him twice, and I agreed with him almost 90% of the time, but I thought one of the biggest mistakes he made was he should have immediately shut down the borders. He should have told the world for a year, I'm going to tell business they're on their own after a year and bring back all of our military, you know, the Army on the north and south, the Navy on the Air Force, almost to the point to where you put trackers on their legs if they want to come into our country and find out who our true friends are and who our enemies are. And President Trump was getting to that point. He was doing it slowly. But we have, that's just here the forefathers after, you know, taking Afghanistan, taking Iraq, and then staying there and nation building instead of telling them, you do it again, we're not sending land troops, we're just going to send B-1, B-2s, and B-52s and bomb you to oblivion till you know better and rebuild your own country. We have entangled ourselves so far. We're doing the same thing to the other country. I don't know which side to pick, Ukraine or Russia, because I get reliable sources that both of them aren't worth picking.
It's pretty ugly out there, and I'm with you, Keith. It's tough, and I've been telling our staff, you know, especially on the journalism side, you know, guys, you've got a, you know, third and fourth source, any material coming out of Ukraine. There is so much propaganda. And again, I don't fault the Ukrainians. I mean, they want to try to, you know, they want to inspire the population to stand and fight. But if I'm sympathetic to somebody here, Keith, I'm sympathetic to Ukraine. I mean, it's their country that's been invaded.
I have empathy big time for them, but by what the information I'm getting, I don't know which side is in the right, really. But, you know, Tom, we have gone so far away from the only place it still does pretty much, you know, on a big basis, a handshake and your word of honor is in the Diamond District in New York. Other than that, they've written treaties, contracts, 1,000 pages. You got enough money, you get out of it. If you got enough power, you get out of it. We're not following our treaties. We're not following our laws. We need to come back, be self-sufficient, get back with God. Be, you know, it's just incredible out there. And I'm a hypocrite, too. I can tell everybody else how the world should be better, but I'm paying more attention to that instead of what I should be doing in my life.
You know what I find fascinating about all of this? And, Keith, thank you for the call, and it's a great call. Thanks for listening. You know who what I find fascinating here is that Putin has actually conquered the China virus. I mean, has anybody seen Fauci? Has anybody heard from Fauci? It's like he just poof disappeared. By the way, 62%, this is a Harvard Harris poll, 62% of Americans believe Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if Trump had still been in the Oval Office. There you go. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Susan, Montana. All right, Susan, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Well, I just get tired of people saying that Joe Biden is just demented and doesn't know what he's doing. I just don't believe that. I think this is all part of a big plan. Are you familiar with the Great Reset?
We have talked about that a time or two on the program.
Yeah. Well, I think this is, you know, they're just trying to destroy the West, is what I think. And like I said, I get tired of people trying to put it at, that he's just crazy or something. But I think they know, and maybe not him, but the people behind him know exactly what they're doing. And
it's, Susan, it's just really think scary. Just think about this. We live in a time and a period where there are the academics, and they seem to think that countries no longer invade other countries, that basically how the world and the global stage is set is pretty much how it's going to be from here until, you know, the Lord comes home, the Lord comes back to get us all. I sincerely disagree with that concept. And of course, what Russia is doing in Ukraine right now is a great example of that. And I don't believe that is an isolated event. I'm with you. I think something is up here. I do think Joe Biden is senile and demented, or and is different. He is demented, but he's suffering from dementia. Somebody is pulling the strings, and my argument has been for a long time now that it's Barack Obama and Susan Rice, and they are part of this global reset. Keep in mind, Barack Obama hates the concept of America. He hates colonialism, and this goes all the way back to Kenya and his father and the British. So there is a pattern here that fits the argument that you're trying to make.
And maybe, you know, put somebody in there who was kind of demented, and they won't question what they're doing.
No, not at all. He's a puppet, literally a hand puppet.
He doesn't even seem to care that his approval rating is, you know, in the toilet. Doesn't matter. I mean, even a broken clock is right twice a day, and we never are right on anything anymore. So.
Susan, it's a time to be alert and to be aware. You've got to be a student of history. These things just don't happen randomly, and that's why it's just laughable for these people not to understand what Putin is up to. He wants to reconstitute the old Soviet Union, and he's not the only one. That was a humiliating defeat for the Russians, humiliating back in the 1980s, and they want payback. And they could very well get that payback. Susan, we've got to run for a break. Folks, hang tight if you're on the lines. We're going to get right back to you. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. I want to tell you about our good friends at Newsmax. Chris Salcedo was on his show last night, had a lot of fun. Chris gives you the big news without the big spin. And millions of people are now watching Newsmax to watch Chris and the team on cable, streaming, and their awesome app. Every day, Chris is exposing fake news. And I want you to check out Newsmax. Find out why millions of cable viewers are making the switch. Now the fourth highest cable, highest rated cable news channel in America, and the fastest growing news network in the country. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, all the streaming platforms. And by the way, you ought to do what I do, which is download that free Newsmax app. It is absolutely spectacular, and you're going to love it. Newsmax is real news for real people. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. Just got a note from our friend Noah Britt down at WPMO in Pascagoula, Mississippi. $3.59 a gallon. That's what you folks are paying down there for gas. Jeez, aloo. Hey, let's go back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Joe in Michigan. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, Joe.
Hey, Todd, we're paying $379 here in Michigan. But in response to your question, Todd, I would be willing to pay more if we shut Putin off. But the thing that would concern me is if nobody else will sell it to us, like the Saudis, then we're going to have gas lines to go along with the lack of supply.
Yeah, and Joe, and you probably remember, I was just, I think I was in, third grade when the gas lines hit during the Carter administration. But I remember that as a kid. Those were some tough times.
Yeah, I was at Disney World at that time when we sat in line for quite a long time just to buy a dollar's worth, Todd. That wasn't any fun.
No, it was not. But, Joe, I mean, we have to be honest that, you know, the Democrats put us in this position. Trump was all about energy independence, and, you know, they put a stop to that.
That's right. But, you know, we have to agree. We have to understand that our president is, along with Putin, they're puppets to the Tsai-coms. Biden's string is a little longer maybe than Putin's, but, you know, this is all about world government, Todd. This isn't about the climate. It's all about world government.
Oh, absolutely. And Joe, you brought up a good point. We can't forget about the Chinese. They are siding with the Russians here, and that is going to be a very powerful force and dangerous.
Well, Todd, you're a Christian. You know Bible prophecy.
I do.
That world government, the United States won't be a part of the world government. Us and Israel will not be a part of the government, but the big players will be Russia and China.
That's where the
Antichrist is going to come from. It's not going to come from the United States.
It's Joe, you know, I'm familiar with the book of Revelation, went to, you know, and our pastor preaches about it a lot, and it's certainly interesting to see the puzzle pieces moving around, is it not, my friend?
It is.
All right.
It troubles me that none of the conservative announcers or people in the conservative end of our government, like you, never talk about Bible prophecy. It's just we're in the end game.
Well,
we're in the end time right now.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about it on this program a time or two. We don't go in depth into it, Joe, but I think that does that does play into what's happening here. Joe, we've got a skedaddle, but God bless you, sir. And wow, $3.79 a gallon in Michigan. Joe, give us a call back one of these days. Hey, let's go to Virginia. Sandra's on the line. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine. This is the first time I've called, and thank goodness I found you, because after Rush passed, I couldn't find anybody that would tell it like it is. But as far as Lindsey Graham's comment, what brought to mind was World War One, when Duke Ferdinand was shot and killed. It triggered World War One, and with World War Two, we became the currency for the whole world. And they're wanting to eliminate that. Now, with the global finances all over the world, it's going to trigger World War III, in my opinion. And the way I understand Ezekiel 38 and 39, it will involve Russia, China, and Persia, which is Iran.
Now, let me jump in here, Sandra, because you're a student of history. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. It's so important for people to understand world history. These things do not happen in a vacuum, and that's what we've been trying to say. And you are illustrating that so very well.
Well, I just see us being drugged into this, pulled into it.
Absolutely.
And all of the other news channels, and I cover all of the news channels, not just one, because I think you need a broader picture of what's going on. And up until yesterday, I also listened to RT, which was Russian channel television. And they took it off. but there's, I like to get a broader picture before I make a final decision.
Sandra, you see, you are a wise news consumer, and we do the same thing on this program. We read everything so we can get a pretty good idea of what the thinking is on all the different sides. Sandra, I don't want you to hang up. Grace, I want to send Sandra a copy of the Daily Biscuit book to just say welcome to the program. And Sandra, we want you to tell your friends that we exist here. So tune in and give us a call back. I like the way you think. Folks, hang tight. We do have to take a break for the news. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wow, just got a message from our good buddy Wyatt Cox over at the Nevada Talk Network. Ely, Nevada, man, I feel bad for you guys. $3.99 a gallon for gasoline. The only good news is they sell Brim Snack Foods over in Ely. So while you're getting your gas, if you got any money left over, get yourself some of the cheese balls or the delicious pork rinds. Actually, people always ask me, Tom, what are your favorite pork rinds? And I tell them Brim's Snack Foods. They're based right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's a family-owned company, a Christian company, and they really do some incredible, incredible work. 844-747-8868, and that's Brims, B-R-I-M-S, and they don't pay me to say that, so they're just a wonderful group of folks, and they make a delicious product. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've been following the developments not only in Ukraine, and we're going to keep doing that. We're going to be talking with our good friend Dr. Paul Chappell. He's the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church in right outside of Los Angeles, massive congregation, and they've been keeping tabs on what's been happening across Europe from the Christian perspective. So we'll be speaking with him a little bit later on today. We've got a good friend of this program. We're going to be speaking to Sean Spicer. He will be on later this hour, the host of Spicer and Company over on Newsmax. So we're going to be talking with Sean as well as Stephanie Taub from First Liberty Institute. Big development on this coach. You might remember the story of Coach Joe Kennedy. Coach Kennedy was fired from his job as a high school coach in Washington State. He was fired because he took a knee, not to protest America. He took a knee to pray after a football game. And now a lot of NFL Hall of Famers are signing on to his Supreme Court case. So the Supreme Court is going to hear this case, and a lot of coaches, you've got a lot of former U.S. attorneys general, along with some NFL Hall of Famers who are supporting the coach in his effort. Did you ever imagine that you would live in a country where it would be against the law to take a knee to pray at a football game? Did you ever think that you would be in a situation where something like that would happen in the United States of America? But that's where we are, folks. That is where we are. And thank goodness that there are organizations like First Liberty Institute that are out there fighting for our freedoms, fighting for our rights. Hey, folks, ToddStarnes.com, the website continues to grow. It's just absolutely unbelievable the amount of traffic that we are now getting over on our website. And that's because of you guys sharing our stories and sharing all of the things that are happening across America. And we appreciate your support, and we also want to encourage you to check out our free newsletter and podcast over at toddstearns.com as well. Great resources. I know we have a lot of new listeners. We're gaining new listeners every single day. And people are discovering a couple of things about this national talk radio program. We're not controlled by the corporate giants. You know, Cumulus, they own Dan Bongino's show. iHeart owns the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, and a couple of the other big corporations. We're not like that. We're independent. So when Cumulus forces their host to follow the mask mandates and the vaccine passports and all that kind of nonsense, that's not us. We don't do that. I am the corporation. And a couple of things that people have shared with us as we add more stations to our list of affiliates. They tell us, you know, we're one of the few shows that actually takes calls from listeners. And we love that. That's a big part of what we do. And they also appreciate the fact that I don't just scream at people for, you know, 3 hours a day. And that we talk about other things. You know, there are some of these shows and it's just all about the China virus. That gets a little tedious, if you ask me. All right. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us a state representative from the Magnolia State, Representative Steve Hopkins, very conservative, very, as a matter of fact, won a big award down at CPAC just the other weekend in Orlando. And he is sounding the alarm about a bill that they are debating in Mississippi about critical race theory. Mr. Hopkins, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd, how are you? Listen, I got to tell you, it was an honor getting the award at CPAC, but I tell you, one of the highlights was your speech. You knocked it out of the park.
Well, you're kind to say that. I always get a little nervous up there when I'm speaking in front of a big crowd, but they were real friendly and nobody threw anything or heckled. Nobody said anything about my mama, so I was pretty happy about that, Steve.
Exactly. I'm always excited when somebody brings up collard greens, you know, in
meetings. So I forgot it. I literally, that was not scripted, Steve. I don't know where that came from, but I announced, no, I better explain what happened. So when I got up to say, hello, thank you all. My name is Todd Stearns. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. My preferred pronouns are fried chicken and collard greens. And,
right.
It kind of went wild from there, Steve.
Yeah, it was great. I was excited to say, I know him. I know him. He's a friend.
Well, Steve, let's jump into this the CRT bill that you guys are battling in Mississippi. And I understand that there are actually some Republicans that are supporting this nonsense.
Well, the CRT bill we actually passed yesterday. It's on its way to the governor. It was an all-day ordeal of listening to the back and forth. There really wasn't any back and forth. It was just the back. But so we finally passed it. It's on its way to the governor. It's a very simple bill. It just says that public school teachers from K to university can't teach anything that says that children, kids are inferior or superior because of their race or gender. Very simple bill. And you would think that everybody would be on board with it, but the Democrat side was actually reading things into the bill that wasn't there. It says nothing about the fact that you can't teach history. It just says that you can't be racist.
Well, it seems, look, I don't have a problem with that. And it sounds like a pretty good piece of legislation. And I'm surprised that it had that much trouble, especially in the state of Mississippi, making it to the governor's desk.
Well, there are games being played right now between the House and the Senate on who's going to get to pass the best bills and whose name's going to be on it, which chamber is going to get to be able to pass the legislation and claim victory and that kind of thing, rather than focus on what's best for the people of Mississippi.
I see.
So it's typical games at played. But we've got another one, Todd, that I wanted to bring to your attention too. Senate Bill 2716, the Tri-State Compact, that actually Tim Van Horn and I talked about.
And again, Steve, let me jump in here. And so this is a national show, so I guess we need to let people know that is the local radio host, Tim Van Horn in Memphis, Tennessee.
Correct.
So let's kind of stay focused more on how this is going to impact nationally. And this piece of legislation is going to set up a very strange commission that will impact people in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. In a nutshell, from my understanding, Steve, is that this will give unelected people authority to declare eminent domain and basically take away your property for the better good.
Right, and tax it, place fees. They even have the power, if this passes, to condemn land and take it. This should concern everybody in the country, because if this commission is allowed to be set, it will be the first of many to come. And do you really want unelected board members in commissions in multiple state commissions to be able to have the voting power to take land by eminent domain?
And this is where I have the problem is that that the government has no right to come in and should not have a right to come in and just take over or take away my property simply because they want to put something in or they want to put some sort of a project in. That is my property, Steve, and I especially don't want to turn that authority over to people who have not even been elected.
Exactly, Todd. That's the elected official's responsibility. We're elected. We can be held accountable. It's our job to make those decisions, to enter into discussions with states when there are issues that need to be resolved, like building bridges across the Mississippi River or whatever that may be, because we can be held accountable. These people can be cannot be held accountable, and it also allows for them to be able to take money from organizations, and there's no transparency with it. So, Region Smart is mentioned in the bill, and they are closely aligned with the Urban Land Institute. A lot of shady things there Tim and I talked about. And this whole thing.
That would be Tim Van Horn disturbed. Tim Van Horn.
Yeah,
okay,
Tim
got
Van
it.
Horn.
Let me jump in here. Yeah, no, it does. It does. Okay. It does. And we're coming up. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up here, Steve. But again, folks, if you're listening to us nationally, this matters because this could be happening in your towns and your communities where your elected leaders could be creating these unelected panels and commissions that would have the power to take away your property and to tax you, and that is a problem. Steve, where can people go if they want to get more information about this?
You can go to our website, freedomcaucus.ms. That's freedomcaucus.ms, and there will be more information there.
Fantastic. All right, Steve, we got to leave it there. We are late for a break here. That is State Representative Steve Hopkins, a staunch conservative from Mississippi, the Freedom Caucus, and they do good work there. You can go to their website if you want to get more information on that very disturbing commission. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back. There is an insane story out of New York State. I am shocked by this story. We have it up on our website. This is the Binghamton University. That's in New York, Binghamton University. There's a sociology professor, Anna Maria Candela. I had some guacamole last night. It was very delicious. I've got this, I don't know, Mexican vibe going on.
What did you just say?
Guacamole. That's the Mexican version of it, or the Spanish version. Okay. It's the G is silent, right? Guatemala.
Fair enough. Most people just say guacamole.
Guacamole. So anyway, Ana Maria Candela, she is a sociologist. Grace, you're going to find this story fascinating.
I'm ready.
She has a syllabus, and she is, according to the syllabus, she's forcing black male students to take a back seat to other students in the class.
What?
Yeah, it's, and she calls it a progressive stacking policy. And so our friends over at Libs of TikTok, they were all over this story. But the black students in the class are literally being told to go to the back of the class. Black students are not being allowed to answer any questions first.
Whoa.
So she says this means we're trying to give, I guess, to undo all the white privilege, I don't know, or the black privilege, I don't know. Quote, this means that we try to give priority to non-black people, to women, and to shy and quiet people who rarely raise their hands.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
She goes on to say it also means that if you are black, male, or someone privileged by the racial and gender structures of our society, you have to have your voice easily voiced and heard. We will often ask you to hold off on your questions or comments to give others priority. So that's why they're letting the white male students, because, you know, white male kids have been marginalized. And I guess the social, oh, wait a second. I am so sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this program has just made a grievous mistake. Because, I mean, that would be horrifying, right? That black students were being sent to the back of the class and black students were not allowed to raise their hand and answer a question, right? That would be horrible.
Awful.
I mean, shocking. Right?
That's why I was like, is this a modern day story?
Or? No. You know, I'm still having some eye issues. Oh, and so I misread, Grace. It's the white kids. The white guys. They're the ones having to go to the back of the
class. Oh, it's okay then.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's fine.
It's okay. You're a honky to the back of the line with you, pal. Nobody wants to hear your opinion. But you see what's going on here, folks? Just reverse the races. Just reverse the races, and it becomes horrifying. I can't believe it. What a racist. How horrible. They won't allow the black students to answer a question. The black students have to sit in the back of the class. Oh, my God. Where's Jesse Jackson? We've got to find something to rhyme. But when it's white, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, they're white. They'll get over it. Get over it. We got the story up at ToddStarnes.com. Grace, a shocking story out of Oregon. You know,
more shocking than that.
More shocking. This may be more shocking. So I have family in New Jersey, South Jersey. And I was with them one summer, and we went to get gasoline at the Wawa. And I was going to get out, and they're like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to get some gas. You can't do that. What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to go pump gas. Don't do it. You'll blow us up. And I'm like, wait, what? They were freaking out. And so I had no idea it was against the law in New Jersey to pump your own gas.
Oh.
So if you're in, and it's not just New Jersey, our friends in Oregon, KYKN, you guys are not allowed to pump your own gas either. And so now they're introducing legislation that will allow you, or at least allow gas stations, to have self-serve pumps. And it's freaking people out because they're like, oh, they've got union workers involved now because apparently it's a union job. Because if you're at the gas station, you have to come out and pump somebody's gas.
What a world.
Wait until they figure out that you can actually wash your own windshield, too.
Say it ain't so.
I know. Or they can check their own dipstick in the oil. Stop laughing, Grace.
I just use gravy as a good analogy.
So I'm curious, all you people in Oregon and New Jersey, is that true? You guys can't pump your gas? All right, 844-747-8868. Come on now. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. By the way, yesterday, Little Red Lion Hood, Jen Psaki, man, was she taking fire. They were blasting. So now the White House is very upset because Russia is shutting down journalists shutting down some of the TV networks. I think RT has shut down their U.S. operations. By the way, these are the same people at the White House who are actually urging social media to crack down on conservative journalists. All right, so here they are complaining about Russia doing exactly what they've been doing for years now. By the way, to that point, word coming out that Russia has blocked Facebook in their country. May I just say this? Let's just pull ourselves out of the war for just a moment. Quite frankly, that might make Russia a better place to live. No Facebook. Jeez, Lou. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Newsmax, the star of their great lineup there, Sean Spicer. Sean, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's always good to be with you, Todd.
I'm curious, Sean. I know you guys have folks boots on the ground covering the war. We've been getting a lot of propaganda coming out of both Russia and Ukraine. How difficult is it for you guys to understand and get the actual facts of here's what's actually happening?
I think it's interesting because the more people you have on the ground, and we've been pulling in people from all over the place, you get a much different sense sometimes, depending on who you're watching. And I think that's why, for, you know, we have on Spicer and Company, we had someone last night at the Polish border. We've had someone in Kyiv, someone just south of Kyiv, and seeing the impact that's happening. And frankly, the impact that sanctions aren't having. Like, that's the thing that I think is the bigger thing, is that the White House, I feel like, continues to lead from behind. Other countries are sanctioning things that I think might make a difference with Putin and people around Putin. And there's a lot of obvious things that aren't being done. And when you see the stuff on the ground, you realize how little of what we're doing might sound good in a White House talking point, but it's clearly not affecting Putin's actions.
It's the craziest thing. Normally, and whenever there's a big war like this, normally your war correspondents are embedded with troops and their boots on the ground. And here it's just a little bit different. It's just an unusual setup from the way that wars have been covered in the past, I think. And it, you know, again, there's a lot of propaganda. I get it. Ukraine wants to inspire and motivate, you know, the country. But at the same time, we need solid facts to deal with.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's an element of how much it makes you feel good, and how much of this is not being straight with, you know, the size of the Russian army, what they're doing, versus, you know, I mean, we all want a good story on this. We want Ukraine to overcome this aggression that Russia has undertaken. But there's also an element of reality. You know, I don't want to wake up one day and feel like, hey, how come I didn't see this coming? And there's an element of Russia being so much bigger and having such a bigger army and military force overall, that I feel like sometimes you turn on the TV and it's a lot of happy talk as opposed to reality. The second thing is, I mean, there is, I think, lacking in this discussion, and something that we try to have on my show every night on Newsmax at 6, is why this really does matter. And I think to some degree it matters for different reasons. I worry about the U.S. going forward in terms of China. I don't think that we have enough of a discussion about what this means, because if we can't help a country like Ukraine, and remember, there's a lot of people looking at this, Todd, and saying, okay, it's Ukraine, this is an internal issue to them and Russia. Ukraine was the fourth largest nuclear power in the world. We made a deal with them and said, if you give up your nuclear weapons and you, i.e., are no longer a threat to us and anyone else, we will protect you. They agreed to do that. They could have defended themselves a lot differently and a lot more than they are now if the U.S. and others hadn't agreed to a deal where we told them, if you give up your weapons of mass destruction, we'll have your back.
And so, Sean, yeah, and that was the Budapest Memorandum, and we were right. Talking on the show yesterday about this with a congressman who said, yeah, I mean, it was Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah. He says, yeah, everybody on Capitol Hill is aware of this. We have an obligation. I get it, it's not a treaty, Sean, but don't we have an obligation to honor our word to Ukraine?
Absolutely, because if we don't, why would anyone ever enter in an agreement with us again in the future? And, you know, part of the thing is, it kept us safe for decades, and now once there's an issue, we're like, oh, bye. The other thing is, if you're China, look, here's the thing that people have to understand. if Russia can go in and just take over Ukraine, a sovereign nation that we made a deal with, China keeps articulating this philosophy that says, hey, by the way, Taiwan's different. We've always said they were ours, so we don't have to, we're not invading a foreign country. We're just taking what is ours to begin with. It's a, it's, you know, the equivalent of a province or a state. And so if they do that, which I, if I were President Xi looking at how we're handling Ukraine, I'd say, why not? That the impact that will have on our commerce, on our manufacturing, on our national security is just, is indescribable what that would do to us as a country. And so if you don't stand up for them, we are going to face consequences that are irreversible, because once China takes Taiwan and closes off the strait in the South China Sea, bye-bye. It's, you can't unwind that clock.
And Sean, I mean, do you really have confidence that the Biden administration is going to defend Taiwan? I sure don't.
No, of course not. Why would they defend Taiwan? They can't defend this.
Just a few days ago, and another big issue, and people are, a lot of folks are not talking about this, but are we actually prepared to be able to fight the Russians? There's a lot of concern about military preparedness. We've been talking to veterans, military experts and analysts, members of Congress, and they don't believe that the Pentagon is ready to fight a war.
Well, I'll leave that up to them, but I will say we're not doing the kind of things that ensure a sense of confidence in your allies the way we've handled this.
It's true. Sean, you guys have just done an amazing job covering this conflict, this war. You're getting all the information out there. My hat is off to you guys. The State of the Union coverage was off the charts. Excellent. Just well done what's happening there at Newsmax.
Well, thank you, Todd. And I know you've been not just a big supporter, but you've been a great guest to have on Newsmax and provide your analysis and insights. So that's awesome. Thank you for that.
I do a pretty good job. I'm just kidding.
I love it. You know what? You got to have some confidence, Sean.
You may as well. You may as well. All right, Sean, be good out there, and we'll see you on TV tonight.
Have a great weekend. See you tonight.
All right. Sean Spicer, everybody, over at Newsmax. Man, I am just so proud of those guys. Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, they've just done a heck of a great job, and it's only going to get better. And it's showing. I mean, you guys are making the move over, and that says a lot. So, hey, I want to go to Tom in Oregon. We were talking about this crazy story. The Hill.com is now reporting that Oregon and New Jersey are about to do the unthinkable, and they're going to allow their citizens to pump their own gas. So, Tom, listening to us on KYKN, Tom, is this true that you guys cannot pump your own gas?
Yes, yes. I think, I used to sell gas station equipment. But anyway, I think it's a holdover from the 50s when they would pump your gas, wash your window, check your oil. Sometimes you even got a little prize. We used to collect these yellow cups, plastic cups somebody gave, I don't know, the Shell or somebody gave us. But and then I think it got to the point, well, they ran the foresters out, and also we got a good high state income tax, so they're running most jobs out, and so they figured, well, keep somebody employed, so keep them pumping our gas.
Wow. Well, you know, Tom, I had not been aware of this until I went to visit family in New Jersey, and they were just, you know, it was like, Todd, what are you doing? No, we only let professionals pump the gas. And I'm like, wait, what? What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the other part. They thought we were going to burn ourselves up pumping our own gas, but or the station down.
Tom, I will say this: I have seen people in across free America who are pumping gas. They're smoking a cigarette and they've got their smartphone out, and I'm like, man, you're just living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, really. Or they turn around and point the nozzle at somebody else.
And that has happened before as well. Tom, now are you excited about this? I mean, you're about to become a free man.
Yeah, really. No, that's fine. Other thing, I wanted to call in and think that on this gas situation, price of gas, this is just the warning. This is the warning shot, because I got out of college in the early 70s and students saw what was happening in real estate. We bought our first house for $25,000, 3% down, FHA. And that house now is over about
$660,000. Wow.
And this is in Portland. Yes. And I thought I was making a killing. I sold it to my sister, I think, for $34,000 or $36,000 a couple years later.
You were living high on the hog, man. It's
really.
All right. Alrighty. Tom, good hearing from you, and good luck there at the gas station. I love that. By the way, speaking of gas, NBC News reporting that gas in Los Angeles and San Francisco hitting an average price of $5 a gallon. That's a first in any American city. All right, 844-747-8868. If you need some pointers on learning, all you folks in Oregon, we're happy to help out. Grace Baker has done a lot of, you know, pumping of the gas station, so she can help you out. And we're going to get you through this. It's going to be a good thing, folks. Trust me. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. A very special shout-out to all the truckers that are heading down to Washington, D.C. for that big convoy. I don't know what kind of a convoy. They've got so many different groups. There's just not one key group that's behind all of this. But we're supporting you guys, and it ought to be quite the scene there in Washington, D.C. when all the truckers finally arrive. So Kyle, our great engineer, sent me a note during the break here. Now, so, Kyle, were you getting a text message?
Okay.
Is that what this is all about?
I get random texts all the time, and this one is... So, apparently, some lady named Demetria had my phone before I did, my phone number before me. And so I get this text, and it says, "Hi, Demetria. This is Kathleen with Black Voters Matter."
All right. Wait. So first of all, you're not black.
And I'm not Demetria.
And you're not Demetria. All right. Do you get a lot of texts from Demetria?
Yeah, I get a lot of texts from
her.
Wow. A lot of people.
Interesting.
Well, she goes on. She says, "GOP is passing Jim Crow 2.0 to suppress black votes." She said, "Protect the vote. Join us 1 million strong for voting rights. Are you in?"
Okay, now stop there. If this had come to me, I would have probably ignored this text message.
Yeah.
But you decided to respond.
I'm hoping that they would respond back with something.
They responded.
Well, yeah, I said it sounds like a load of crap to me.
Sounds like a load of crap to me.
And they're like, "I understand. Thanks for your time."
Wow.
I really wanted them to try to explain it to me, but they weren't about it. So,
All right. All right. Well, Demetria, thank you for that. It's You see, maybe this is what we ought to do. I would just be afraid of getting even more text messages from these people.
That's what I started. I started by not responding, but they never stopped. So,
well,
I
there you go.
Start to make fun out of it.
Good for you. It's like, you know, when I get the, when I am having supper and the phone rings and it's the, you know, the marketing people or whatever, the telemarketers, and you just have an air horn handy, you know, and yeah, they never call back after
that. That'll shut them up.
That way, yes. There you go. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kyle. And good job there. I think that is, Grace, I think that is an appropriate response.
Yes.
When you get a text message like that.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Wow. Okay. There you go. So now we're getting word that it's not just Facebook, Grace, but Twitter and Instagram are apparently being throttled over at Russia.
Uh-oh. Or watch out.
So I'm not sure what's going on over there. But it may make for a much nicer, pleasant country. You know, if
I agree.
If you don't
have
social media, I mean, really. A lot of people miss that. They really do. I don't know, Grace. I don't know. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number here. 844-747-8868. Want to share an interesting story with you. This is over on our website, toddstearns.com. So, last night, there was it was chaos. The reporting coming out of Ukraine was that the Russians had intentionally bombed the nuclear power plant, and that radiation was leaking, and it was going to be worse than Chernobyl, and we were all going to die. Word then came out that maybe, so people were like, okay, why are the Russians targeting a power plant? Well, then there had been a report that Ukraine was actually firing rockets from the power plant, and Russia was firing back in response. And then the report came out that the power plant was not actually on fire. It was an outbuilding, and everything was sort of okay at that point. And I don't know, the story will probably change 5 or 6 or 7 more times. But this is the whole point, Grace, that the you can't get any accurate news coming out of Ukraine. And they are intentionally deceiving the viewers and the readers.
I just follow my normal policy of give it a minute and wait till all the facts come out before saying anything or inserting my opinion.
But it's not even a minute now. It's just, okay, fine. You're either dead or you're alive. It's not like you're dead and now you're suddenly a prisoner of war.
Zombie.
I mean, it's crazy stuff.
In between death, a zombie.
Speaking of crazy, San Francisco, Walgreens. Man, I feel bad for those folks.
I thought you were about to say the gas. I mean, they already got high gas prices.
Oh, the gas prices are bad out there. What the average is $5 a gallon. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're upwards of $6, I'm fairly certain, in some places.
You know, someone was complaining about $3.79, one of our callers. It's $3.89 here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't remind me. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. Anyway, a guy goes into the Walgreens in San Francisco and starts, reparations. He wanted some food, so he goes in there, he's got his own bag, and he's filling up the bag, and a customer says, "Dude, what are you doing?" And so then the guy grabs a bunch of bananas, the suspect, and he starts throwing the bananas at the customer.
What?
Mm-hmm. We've got the story up on the website and the video.
So did he say this is for reparations and like threw a banana at him?
No, I mean, he was getting ready to walk out. There's like a stack of bananas there, and the guy just starts chucking bananas.
Well, that's rude.
And then the other customer grabs the bananas that were thrown at him, and he throws them back. And then they're like back and forth, bananas, they're going bananas.
Bonanza.
Jeez, hello. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. Doggummit, I can't say that again. My apologies. Trying to watch my language, folks. I really am. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, Pastor Paul Chappell's coming up next. Also, First Liberty Institute and a group that's doing some incredible work for special needs kids, the Miracle League, they're coming up next. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Buy at this station. $6.65. So if you bring a standard size vehicle here and you want to fill up a 12-gallon tank, that'll cost you about $80. Now, this is as bad as it gets, but the average for a gallon of regular unleaded in L.A. is a record on its own. It's above $5 for the first time ever in this region. Over the past month, the average has jumped about 43 cents. There's been a new record set nearly every day. And compare that to over a year ago, a gallon here is $1.38 more expensive today. And we are seeing this all across the state. Gas prices keep hitting new highs. Now in California, the average is spiking just under $5, which, yes, is a new record average high in the Golden State.
You know, if people were honest with themselves, how many people out there would be willing to say, yeah, there's no way we're giving up that Russian gas because I'm not going to pay $10 a gallon for gasoline, regular unleaded? I think there are a lot of people out there that probably feel that way. But Joe Biden is not going to shut down the oil from Russia. He's not going to stop that because he knows what's going to happen. We're going to be looking at a crisis, gas lines, all the way back to the 1970s under Jimmy Carter, except only worse. And that's why they're not going to. I feel bad for people, but you're talking, what, $6.65 a gallon, $80 for 12 gallons of gas in Los Angeles. So good luck, folks. You get what you vote for. What can I tell you? All right, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios. Good to have you with us today on this Friday. Interesting story in the world of culture. We've been telling you the story of Coach Joe Kennedy for many, many years now, and the Supreme Court going to decide that case. And now a number of former NFL coaches, NFL Hall of Famers, are filing briefs urging the Supreme Court to protect Coach Joe Kennedy and his post-game prayer. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're always honored to have with us from First Liberty Institute, Stephanie Taub. Stephanie, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this very important case.
So, Stephanie, for our new listeners, just give them the synopsis of what happened to Coach Joe back in the day.
So Coach Joe was coaching for Bremerton High School in Washington State when that high school violated his First Amendment rights when they fired him after taking a knee after football games and praying a brief 15-second prayer. The school announced that they were banning demonstrative religious activity. So essentially they fired him because people could see that when he was kneeling in silent prayer after the games that this was religious activity. And so this is religious discrimination, and it's unconstitutional.
And, of course, it has the court case has been waged for quite some time. And I understand that a good many people are now signing on to this. They're writing briefs in support of Coach Joe Kennedy.
That's right. The case has been going on for well over 6 years. And we are really encouraged by the outpouring of support for Coach Kennedy and really support for the First Amendment rights of teachers and coaches across the country. So a few days ago, we had 36 amicus briefs, so that's Friends of the Court's briefs that are supporting the coach and everyone's First Amendment rights here. So this is from former attorney general. It's from NFL coaches. We had 27 states sign an amicus brief and 56 members of Congress. So it's really incredible that so many people can go on the same page and realize that teachers have First Amendment rights. You can have a religious identity. You can engage in this sort of brief personal prayer without fear of losing your job. So this is very encouraging, and we're looking forward to the Supreme Court hearing the case and giving us clarity that teachers and coaches have these First Amendment rights that need to be protected.
And it goes to the heart of a issue that we've been dealing with in this country. Right now, it's okay to take a knee to protest America at a football game, but you can't take a knee to pray to the Almighty. I got a problem with that.
Yeah, it's really a problem. You do see a lot of schools misunderstanding their obligations under the First Amendment. A lot of schools think that they have to scrub any mention of religion, and they can often take it too far into infringing on personal rights of teachers or students or here coaches. So So this is why this case is so important. And you shouldn't be disqualified from being a coach, from being a mentor for students, just because people can tell that you're religious.
I love it. And, well, it's going to be exciting to see this, the Supreme Court finally decide this. And we wish you guys the very best of luck there at First Liberty Institute, Stephanie.
Wonderful. Anyone can follow our case at firstliberty.org.
All right. There you go, folks. Firstliberty.org. Stephanie Taub is a great attorney there, and we appreciate the fine work they do in defending religious liberty across this great nation. Stephanie, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Again, it seems cut and dry to me. I mean, if you're going to let the people take a knee and protest America, hate our troops, spit on our flag, why would you not allow a football coach to take a knee to pray after the football game? Makes absolutely no sense to me. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Bill Barr, the Trump's former attorney general, he signed on to this case, sending a brief in. Bill Barr, not a big fan of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, Bill Barr, the former attorney general, now publicly breaking with President Trump and says that President Trump is responsible for what happened on January the 6th. Cut number two, please.
Take me back to that day, December 1st. You were in the SUV. Did you know you were going to end up in the Oval Office the day was up?
I assumed I was. Having
Attorney General Bill Barr knew he had infuriated the president. Since election night, Trump had been insisting he'd won.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country.
At that point, Barr knew that wasn't true. He'd even had the Justice Department investigate. Now, he was being summoned to the president's private dining room after saying in an interview with the AP that Trump's claims of election fraud were wrong.
And I told him that all this stuff was bullshit and about election fraud. And, you know, it was wrong to be shoveling it out the way his team was.
And then he also told Trump what he thought of his legal team. Not a lot.
I said, the reason you are where you are is because you wheeled out a clown show of lawyers.
A clown show?
Yeah. Clown car or something like that. I said, it's just a bunch of clowns.
And who are you referring to? Rudy Giuliani?
His Cracker Jack legal team, among others.
Barr says the president shot back, listing the ways he said Barr had failed him. That's when Barr says he offered up his resignation.
I said, okay, well, look, I understand you're upset with me, and I'm perfectly happy to tender my resignation. And then, boom!
He slaps the desk.
He slapped the desk, and he said, accepted, accepted. And then, boom, he slapped it again, accepted. Go home. Don't go back to your office. Go home. You're done.
When we asked the former president about this meeting, he disputed Barr's account and told us he was the one who demanded Barr's resignation. Either way, Barr handed in a resignation letter 2 weeks later and has not spoken with Donald Trump since. He does not want him to run for president again.
Stop the steal! Stop the
January 6th, the riot.
Stop the steal!
Do you think that President Trump was responsible for what happened here ultimately?
I do think he was responsible in the broad sense of that word, and that it appears that part of the plan was to send this group up to the Hill. I think the whole idea was to intimidate Congress, and I think that that was wrong.
In a three-page letter to NBC News, President Trump trashed Barr's book as fake and hurled personal insults at his former attorney general, calling him a coward, a big disappointment, and lazy.
And lazy. Lazy. Look, I when you go back and actually listen to what Bill Barr said, he never said that Trump did anything that was criminal or against the law. He said that he was responsible in the spirit of what happened. Okay, fine. But that does not make the president guilty of a crime. By the way, The Federalist has a report out on election fraud. This story came out just a day ago. The headline, Special counsel Michael Gableman vetted more than 90 nursing homes in five different counties in Wisconsin and concluded there was widespread election fraud. Again, this is a story that is not getting a lot of attention, but one that you need to pay attention to. So Wisconsin, one of those battleground states, and according to their findings of the, and this, by the way, Michael Gableman, a retired state Supreme Court justice, he was appointed by the state assembly to investigate integrity concerns about the 2020 election, and specifically about 90 nursing homes in five different counties. The special counsel determined there was widespread election fraud at Wisconsin nursing homes in November of 2020. According to the report, nursing home staff and administrators illegally handled absentee ballots, illegally assisted with marking residents' ballots, illegally witnessed the voting, and possibly included forgery of elderly resident signatures. Under Wisconsin law, these violations of election code constitute fraud. So here's how they broke it down. And this is mind-boggling. Will these numbers impact the election results? I don't know. But if there was this much fraud going on in the nursing homes, you have to wonder what else was going on. And there was a lot of fraud. So we have the numbers here. They say that the special counsel gathered evidence of fraud, suspected forgeries of resident signatures, in which the residents who had cast a vote had been adjudicated mentally incompetent. In other words, you had people that were in a vegetative state that were voting on election day. By the way, if you are mentally incompetent or in a vegetative state, you no longer have a legal right to vote. Other residents, while not adjudicated mentally incompetent, were unaware of their surroundings, with whom they were speaking at any given time, and they didn't even know what year it was. So I want you to listen to these numbers, and you tell me if there's voter fraud. Milwaukee, 30 nursing homes, 100% of the residents voted. 100% of the residents in all 30 nursing homes voted in Milwaukee County. Racine County, 100% of all of the senior citizens in the retirement homes voted on election day. The same thing happened in Dane County. Kenosha, Wisconsin, 97% of the nursing home patients voted. Brown County, 95% of the nursing home residents voted. This is what the fraud looks like. This is why President Trump is so angry. We got to take a break. Going to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks. Hey, next week, we'll be heading out to Nashville. We'll be at the Gaylord. I kind of like the old name, Opryland. The Opryland Hotel had a little bit of character. But anyway, we're going to be down there. Gaylord, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. What are you laughing at, Grace?
So you don't like the new name? Why?
No, it's just Gaylord. Like it reminds me of the, what was it, Meet the Fockers?
Sure, remember? It has nothing to do with anything else?
Gaylord? No, I don't think so.
It's not homophobic Gaylord. Reasons?
No, it's not homophobic. I know. Why would you say that?
Well, because you never know nowadays.
No, look, the Gaylord Texan. I mean, that's one of their places. And then they've got the...
I still call it Opryland, too, though, just because that's what I knew it as growing up.
And then they tore down a perfectly good theme park, and they built a shopping mall. There used to be the Opry... Remember Opryland? Oh, that was a lot of fun. The Wabash Cannonball. It was the big log ride. You all right there, Grace?
No, I'm sorry. I'm losing it over here.
But now they have Dollywood. Have you been to Dollywood?
Yes. The Eagle, terrifying. Scariest roller coaster I've been on in my entire life. That 60-foot drop, it was not a I'm having fun kind of scream. It's a Lord, please protect me kind
Pigeon
of a
Forge.
Scream.
Pigeon Forge. Yeah. Yeah, that's the redneck Vegas right there.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's fun.
I've been to the Comedy Bar. The Stearns family.
Never been to that.
Yeah, don't go. It's not.
Like, there were certain things. Like, I saw, what was it? King Kong. Like, there's like a weird giant King Kong in the middle
and
of like.
And the Titanic is, you know, hit by an iceberg.
Where am I?
You're in Pigeon Forge.
Apple butter.
Oh, gotta have some apple butter.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Put that on a flip flop and it tastes good.
Oh, what? Ew.
I'm just saying.
Might be a little chewy.
It's that good. Nothing like toe jam. So it's. Okay. Thank you, Grace.
I hope no one's eating lunch right now.
All right, let's go to the phones, Grace. 844-747-8868. Martin on the line from the Nevada Talk Network. Martin, what part of Nevada do you live in?
A place called Armagosa Valley. It's about 90 miles from Las Vegas down US 95, which is probably the loneliest two-lane in history. And if you go down there, you'll meet a truck if he doesn't meet you first. That's US 95. It goes all the way to Idaho.
Wow. I know what you're talking about, though. I've been on some of those two-lane roads, and that's some pretty long stretches of highway out there, Martin.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was telling you're a call lady, Grace, very nice lady.
Call girl.
By the way, I've been to Knoxville. I love Tennessee with the passion. I thought it's the most beautiful state I think I've ever seen. Outside of maybe Pennsylvania, where I lived and worked after the war. The point was, I'm trying to make it. It's a lot of it's about politics. And, I remember when Kennedy, had Diem, who was the president of South Vietnam, assassinated. It was a coup. And he was a Catholic. Most of the people, it was divided between Buddhists and Catholics at the time in Vietnam. This was in 67 or 68. I got there in 69. What they do is they try to pacify everybody, including including the people that don't like them, including the Democrats. So when Nixon went to China, I had a bad feeling. I heard it over AM radio, Chinese radio in English, mentioning that Nixon was in Beijing and he was talking to the premier of China. And I already knew that there was something wrong with that picture. But it all started in Vietnam due to an error by Kennedy.
Snowballs from there, Martin. I mean, it just snowballs from there.
It was a total disaster. Yeah. Once the Catholic was deposed and basically the Buddhists got into power, the army in Vietnam, the South Vietnamese, it was called the ARVNs, the Army of the Republic of Vietnam.
Martin, I hate to do this. Martin, let's put Martin on hold so we can finish his thought. But Martin, we're coming up against a hard break here. I want Martin to be able to finish his thought here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hang tight. We'll be right back. A few updates here. Now, Lindsey Graham says he doesn't want to assassinate Putin. He wants to throw him in jail. And no, I'm not making this up. He changed his mind. What can I say? And now the White House is considering dropping some oil purchases from Russia and boycott Coca. Why people are upset at Coca-Cola? Oh, because they're in Russia and they want Coca-Cola to stop selling their soft drinks to people there in Well, you know, I mean, even the Russians need a Baptist martini every now and again. I'm just telling you. So it's refreshing on a hot day. Let's go back to the phones real quick. I wanted to let Martin from Nevada finish his thought. Really trying, a Vietnam War veteran, trying to tie what was happening in the Vietnam era to what's happening right now. Martin, real quick, finish your thought.
Well, Kissinger and Nixon were buddies. And when Kissinger entered the Paris Peace Accords, he didn't know what a communist was. So he dealt them a good hand, and this is what happened in Vietnam. After the Peace Accord, we were basically run out of Vietnam by the North Vietnamese Army. But my point was that once this started going downhill, it was Nixon who went to China as a peace offering during the war while we're fighting in Vietnam. And as he did that, the South Vietnamese army could no longer stand up to the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong. And I noticed this the first thing I was over, one of the things I noticed when I was coming into an area, they would sit behind us. We would have to go in front of them to engage the enemy. The whole damn South Vietnamese unit was behind us. So they wouldn't go ahead. They wouldn't go back. They just sit there. So I noticed there was something wrong with this picture, and I blame it on Nixon and Kissinger. And I blame it on Kennedy for actually dissolving that government. And once he did that, that army went to hell. So that's my opinion on Vietnam.
Well, Martin, I will tell you this, and we appreciate you serving our great nation in Vietnam, and we appreciate you listening to this program. If you think it was bad then, the Biden administration has decided to send Kamala Harris to Poland to deal with all of this. This is the fate of our nation is in her hands right now. So just, sleep well with that. And you will sleep well with a MyPillow, by the way. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line just to check in on how Christians are doing in Ukraine. Great to have with us our pastor friend, Paul Chappell from Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. Pastor Chappell, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, Todd.
So, Pastor, I know you've spent some time over in Europe and visiting with Christians. What are you hearing from Christians that are in Ukraine?
Well, we're hearing of some real heroic actions and some real tragic situations as well. When I was in Romania just before the pandemic hit, we had a spiritual leadership Europe conference over there. And we had a large number of pastors come into the conference in Romania who were from Ukraine. And we've been emailing with some of them. And what I've heard from three different pastors is that they sent their wives and daughters to Romania and Poland. And they themselves are staying in their homes. They have guns. They have ammunition. And they intend to fight for their freedom.
It's been remarkable to see some of the videos, Pastor Chappell, of these Christians that are gathered in their church houses or their homes, and they're singing and praying as the bombs are falling around them.
Yes, there has been a tremendous outpouring of praise, but I think some of the cities now have ceased assembling in the churches, and they're waiting for the soldiers to come in.
Now, Pastor, I know a mutual friend of ours, Franklin Graham, they are already sending aid, a plane already in the air heading towards Ukraine. Are you hearing of ways that people in this country can support the Ukrainian Christians?
Yes. Samaritan's Purse did have an airlift leave today, and thank the Lord for that. We have a Bible college in Romania that Lancaster Baptist Church actually has funded for the last 4 years, and they have 80 beds in the college dorms, and we have made that available for refugees, and so far they have serviced, there's about 30 Ukrainian refugees that have come to the college. So we have sent significant money to the missionary there in Romania for the purpose of housing those refugees. And I believe there are similar things happening in each of the neighboring countries. And so if the folks don't have a local church attachment through some type of missionary outreach, certainly Samaritan's Purse would be something that they could be involved in. But Christians are definitely in the border countries ready to help those refugees that are coming over.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Pastor Paul Chappell, Lancaster Baptist Church, West Coast Baptist College. I'm curious, Pastor Chappell, when talking to the college students and their observations on what's happening in world affairs right now, are they paying attention to what's happening, and what's been their response?
Very much so. Yesterday I had a talk with about 200 young men in one of my classes, and I just shared a letter from them that we received from a Ukrainian pastor whose daughter has made application to attend West Coast Baptist College this fall. And in the letter, he said, I just sent my wife and my daughter to Romania, and we're hopeful that they will make it. And I just told the students, I said, you know, a lot of young people today, they want to argue about the silliest of things. And here in America, our Christianity is relatively shallow. And I said, here's a young lady who's fleeing with her mother who may not ever see her father again. And it just put a sobering sense of the reality of this world's instability and the need for the gospel while we have time.
Now, again, Pastor, if folks want to be able to help, you know, Lancaster Baptist Church out, you know, maybe support the Romanian efforts there, where can they go? Where can we send people if they want to lend a helping hand?
They can go to lancasterbaptist.org and on the giving portal designate Ukraine Relief. And we're sending the funds directly to the missionaries in Romania. We have three there. Who are using their church buildings and their college dormitories. And already between the three of them, they have over 100 refugees. So that would be our part in this, is to try to work through our missionaries to feed and house as many refugees as we can. And that's LancasterBaptist.org and then designating Ukrainian refugees.
All right. Well, I think that's just a noble effort, and I know so many people are going to be so thankful for the help and the assistance and quite frankly, just a very simple place to stay and sleep and be safe as this war is being waged. And certainly, Pastor, I have to imagine praying for the Ukrainians that are there trying to fight for their homeland.
My heart is so grieved, as all of ours, for them. And the fact is that there are a lot of Christians in Ukraine. Just at the meeting I was at last week with some different Christian groups in Dana Point there, we heard of the fact that Bibles had been distributed in hundreds of schools in Ukraine. Their country has been very open toward Christianity. And to think of Putin and his communist thugs coming in and pillaging and murdering these people, it grieves our hearts. And we do need to pray for the Christians and for all the people in Ukraine, and for their safety, and then for the refugees to get to these points of help.
Well said. Well said. And, Pastor, as you and I were chatting, we've been kind of monitoring gas prices all over America.
Yes.
And one of the church members at Lancaster says, Todd, $4.65 at Sam's Club, $5.39 a gallon at Shell. So gas up accordingly.
Yeah. It's going crazy, and I was going to say we're $5 a gallon for sure out here, and who knows where this is going. All of us want to see the Russian. We don't want Russian oil coming into our country, and that could mean a little more price at the tank. So it's all connected, but we've seen a lot of changes in the last year under the Biden administration, and sadly, on the world stage, we don't seem to be as respected.
Right.
And now we're seeing the loss of life and the tragedies before us. And so as Christians, we can pray, and then we can try to help those that have been affected.
All right, Pastor, we're going to leave it there and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Heading out to Santa Barbara, and I'm going to be able to take a detour through Lancaster. So looking forward to seeing you and all the great folks there at West Coast Baptist College.
Well, we're going to get some California barbecue ready for us, and I know the students are anxious to see you when you arrive.
All right. Dr. Paul Chappell, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, incredible pastor, and we've got a link to their church website, so if you want to help the effort, I know they would greatly appreciate it. Pastor, always good to hear from you.
You as well. Thanks again, Todd.
All right. By the way, we were speaking about Bibles being made in Ukraine. You know who was behind one of those efforts? Our friends at Patriot Mobile. They were actually using a lot of their money to publish Bibles across Eastern Europe. And that's one of the reasons we support Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they share our beliefs. They have incredible nationwide coverage. Folks, it is a great phone service. They use the same towers that the other carriers use, and they've got a great plan to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. If you'd like more information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. or you can give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. By the way, use the promo code Todd when you call, and you're going to be able to get those great discounts. Coming up next, we're very excited to introduce you to an organization that's doing incredible things for special needs kids. They're doing a special project that I'm excited to be a part of here in the Memphis area. We're going to be talking to the executive director for Miracle League. Stick around. We'll be right back. Oh, boy. Grace Baker, I stepped in it. Someone's very upset with me. Wyatt Kopp. No, Wyatt from the Nevada Talk Network. Remember we had the guy that called in?
Yeah.
And he said, the call lady. And I said, yes. What do you mean, the call girl? And he says, Todd, you owe Grace an apology. You called her a call girl.
That's true.
I did.
And a call lady. I get called all kinds
call
of things.
Call babe? I don't know. Ew. Called gal? We'll just.
How about call screener?
How about the phone lady?
How about the producer?
Operator.
Anything.
All right. That's just, I'll have to buy you an ice cream or something.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Grace. Hey, we are really excited to share a story with you. It's a great thing that's happening here in the Memphis, Tennessee area. And I'm excited to be a part of the kickoff event tomorrow at Christian Brothers University. And the organization is called Miracle League, and they're doing some incredible work for young athletes who might have special needs. There is a website, and we've got a direct link to this on our live show blog, MemphisMiracleLeague.org. And we're excited to have with us the executive director to tell us all about it, Eddie Hatcher. Eddie, good to have you with us today.
Glad to be here, Todd. Thank
you. All right, let's talk about this. So tell our listeners, what is this Miracle League?
Okay, there's really two parts to it. The first part is a baseball field that's rubberized surface. It's flat. Anybody can play regardless of the disability, special needs. It is designed for children, but we're going to have adult leagues as well. The second part is going to be a playground. It's going to be the largest inclusive playground in the Mid-South. It's going to be designed so that children and adults with disabilities and special needs can play with other people. So it's no longer they're going to be sitting on the sidelines watching everybody else play. They're going to be out there playing with them.
Now this is an organization that's nationwide.
Yeah.
So they're doing things, and this is the first time something like this is actually happening here in the Memphis, Tennessee area.
That's correct.
Wow, that's fantastic. Why is it that you're involved in this?
I found out about it, looked into it, called the corporate aspect. Went to a couple of the different complexes and said, we need this here. Nobody was doing it. I prayed about it and went, okay, let's get rolling.
Eddie, one of the things that and the website is really just top-notch, and to see the images of a little child in a wheelchair being wheeled around to second base, making it to second base, that is an experience that's one of those memorable things. You grow up and you remember those important baseball, sports, athletic moments.
I've seen videos in the games. The kids absolutely love it. They're actually getting a chance to play baseball. Every player has a buddy that helps out so that if there's any problems picking up the ball, throwing the ball, running the bases, they're there to protect them and to help them actually play the game. Everybody bats every inning. Everybody plays the field every inning.
So you're keeping the kids safe, and at the same time they're getting to experience what any other little boy, what any other little girl, or in adults as well, be able to experience.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
All right. And we're also trying to raise money for that, because I guess it costs a lot of money.
Right. It's going to be about a $4 million project.
Wow. All right. Grace will write a check. So are you good for $1 million, Grace? Okay. All right. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
But there's a lot of money at stake here, and so we're raising money, and there's a donation. You make it very simple at MemphisMiracleLeague.org, and folks can make a donation.
Right. We need the way I look at it. If people go, I helped build this.
Yeah.
They'll have ownership, and they'll actually be able to go there and go, I helped build this. I think that's great.
I think it's a wonderful idea. And so tomorrow we're doing the big kickoff, and you've asked me to MC. What is my job tomorrow? What's the chief responsibility?
Your chief responsibility is to explain the Miracle League, show the we're going to have some videos of the field in action, game being played. We're going to show the equipment that we're going to have on the field and actually act as MC because we're going to have other speakers, including Mayor Strickland, Nick Walker, who's the director of Parks and Recreation, and the director from Murfreesboro.
Well, fantastic. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're excited about this project. And, folks, we would love for you to help us out here, and that's what we do on this radio program. And maybe you don't live in Memphis, but you know what? This is something that's tugging at your heartstrings, is making sure that little boys and girls in this country are going to be able to have a place where they can go and play baseball and get those experiences that every other child in the country gets to have. All you have to do is go to MemphisMiracleLeague.org. That's MemphisMiracleLeague.org, and you'll be able to donate, watch the videos, see what it's all about, and, of course, you can also go to our website.
Sounds great. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
All right. Well, Eddie, good luck to you. This is exciting, and it's going to be a fun time. I understand the mayor is going to lead us in a singing of Take Us Out to the Ball Game.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game, yeah. We're going to have a group singing the national anthem. We're
exciting.
Going to have one of the children throw out the first pitch.
I love it. I hear the mayor's got a pretty good singing voice, so we'll see.
He'll do his Harry Carey impression.
That's brilliant. All right. Eddie Hatcher, who is the executive director for Miracle League here in Memphis, Tennessee. Big fundraiser tomorrow. We would love for you to go to the website, MemphisMiracleLeague.org, to participate and to contribute. Folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. It has been a great week. Doing it all over again, heading out to Nashville on Tuesday. Want to thank our great team here, Grace and Kyle. Folks, you get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.